Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
One project in the WEC study, that's Wildlife Habitat Effectiveness and Connectivity, involves the use of remote cameras. University of Alberta researcher Holger Spatka describes the setup in the oil sands area north of Fort McMurray.
So those are cameras that are triggered by motion and temperature. And we're putting those cameras along the rivers in the oil sands area. So there's five different rivers we put those cameras on. And each camera is set anywhere between 100 and 500 meters away from shore. They are being deployed for about 2 weeks. And snap pictures of just about any wildlife that walks by and is big enough to trigger the camera.
Set out in the dense boreal forest, the cameras have been subjected to forest fires and floods, but over a two-year period, the cameras have captured over 80,000 images.
We try to identify individuals on those pictures by applying certain rules. So the sum of pictures then gives us an idea of how many animals of each species do frequent the area.
According to Holger Spatka, deer are the most abundant species, followed by moose and bear. Thanks today to Syncrude. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.